Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and good morning. This is Maisha Avery. I'm coming to you all today to talk about holiday navigation. So before we get started, I always like to introduce myself. So if you all are continuous supporters of my show, I'm sorry because this may seem so redundant, like over and over, but we always have to introduce ourselves. Well, I always like to introduce myself because I am always aware that there may be individuals that do not know who I am or what it is that I do that may listen to my show. So I like to get an overview of who I am and what it is that I do. So again, my name is Maisha Avery. I am a health educator, healthy lifestyle blogger, of course, radio show host on the wonderful Life Coach Radio Network. And I also throw fitness events. If you all are in Charlotte, it is called Let's Get Physical, where we have group workout events once a month. And I will get into that. I will also get into my social media handles and website and also the clients that I have and what it is that I do towards the end of the show. So let's hop into it today because I know that it is Saturday. We are up on a wonderful holiday weekend. It is Labor Day and everyone is ready to get out and enjoy some fun. So I won't hold you too long. This will be about an hour-long show. So let's hop into it. So I wanted to do this show on holiday navigation simply because we are now, of course, it is now September. I cannot believe that it is only about three and a half months left within 2015. It has been such an exciting year. But I wanted to get into this right now. I usually wait. I always talk about this topic. I have for the past year and a half since I've been blogging and since I've been in this space. But I just wanted to get into it now on this show because, number one, we have this holiday coming up, and then we are also entering a new season now where it is going to be fall. So then we have many holidays coming up. And during the holiday season, that's where we tend to basically, I don't want to say lose our minds, but lose control over what we're eating. And then what happens is that then we fall into this at the end of the year where we have a new resolution where we want to lose and then we fall off of that. So I always like to talk about this, and it's just a little bit earlier for me. But this is something I definitely like to talk about because this is something that I have practiced in my journey throughout this time. So let's go ahead and get into it. So holiday navigation, what I mean by that is that, of course, as stated before, during the holidays we have, this is a time where we gain pounds. We don't necessarily worry about what we're eating because we're around a lot of friends and families and everyone is having a cookout, or when it's the holiday season, everyone, I cannot tell you, during the holiday season, especially during Christmas time, By Christmas time, typically like holiday parties out, because I mean I go to holiday parties like 24/7 during the holiday season, and whether it's with friends or whether we travel back and forth home with family, we're always in the midst of all of this food, and we have to be very realistic that when you're on a journey. And when you're on to cleaner eating, not everyone is going to eat like you. Therefore, of course, when someone is having a cookout, they're not too much really considering you. Whether it's even family, it doesn't mean that they don't care. It just simply means that they are cooking and they are providing in reference to what they are accustomed to. So I had to develop these sort of tips to help me navigate through the holiday season. Even through the summertime, because you have many holidays that go on during the summertime, or even just the summertime, it's a lot of outdoor events that go on because it's nice and warm and hot outside. And you during the summertime, everyone is having a cookout, everyone is having a barbecue. So it's that is a season as well where it's really hard. I know in the summertime it is extremely hard for me. Number one, I'm not as motivated to run out in the heat because it's desperately hot. I live in Charlotte, so it's been really, really hot in Charlotte this year, this summer. And so it's really, I get it done, but it's really hard for me versus the winter or the fall time. I love, and I can get up at 5 o'clock in the morning in 20 degree weather and run 3 miles straight, and I love it. So it's really in the winter time and fall time, no one wants to get out as much because it's really cold outside, and there's not a lot of festivals and outdoor things that go on when it's cold because it's cold outside, and no one wants to be outside having an event in 20 degree weather. So that's not typically what happens. But for some others, it's reversed. Some may gain pounds in the fall and winter time because they're in the home eating. For me, it's a breeze for me during the fall and the winter time. But in the summertime, it's extremely hard. It will definitely help. So let's get back into the tips. So first things first, what you always want to do is when there are holidays that are coming up, or you can even if this is in the summertime, I know we're reaching the end of the summer, but this may help you for the remainder, or this may help you for the next spring, summer season, because it will come up again very shortly. So within the holiday time, we have holidays that are coming up, whether you have to travel to see family or anything like that, you know that that's going to take place. So number one, you always want to create a plan. And what I mean by that is that if you know that you have to, so say for instance Christmas is coming up or Thanksgiving holiday is coming up and you know you have to do a lot of traveling and see your family and then you have friends where you are located and they're going to have things or maybe your job may have a lot of Christmas or entertainment parties or what have you. If you know that these things are going on, number one, understand that these things are going to happen. I think that we know that events and things are going to happen in life, but we don't really fit it into our lives until it's going on. So what I always like to do is I like to create a plan. So if I know, for instance, for this holiday weekend, I don't really have anything planned. So a friend of mine asked if I wanted to attend a barbecue with him and his family. So I don't know what they're going to have there, but I do know that I have a call to action to do because of my lifestyle. So for me, what I decided to do was, and then, of course, I asked if it's okay or what have you, but I don't know. For me, I'm not a beef eater. I'm not a red meat person. I only really eat chicken and turkey. And if you are the following, you know, I've been going back to my vegan lifestyle. I've been going back to meat, which is just simply chicken and turkey and minimal seafood. But I don't eat red meat, and I don't know, and I'm pretty sure that they will probably have beef hot dogs, you know, hamburgers, things like that. So I have to be the one to be able to be proactive because of my lifestyle. So what I will do is I will bring my turkey burgers to have grilled. And that's going to be in some other stuff that we will talk about. But first, create a plan. So if you know that you have all of these events and all of these things going on, when I say create a plan, you always want to create something that is realistic for you that you will be able to stick with. So if you are going to travel a lot during the holidays, or if it's a holiday that's going on and you're going to travel, maybe you're traveling to a different country, maybe you're traveling to an island, maybe you're going on a cruise, or what have you, but you always want to create a plan, keeping in mind with what you have going on. So with that being stated, if you're traveling to another country, if you're traveling, you know, wherever to celebrate a holiday, of course you're not going to be cooking. Of course you're going to be doing a lot of eating out. You may even be, you know, drinking alcoholic beverages or what have you, but with that in mind, of course, you're not going to meal prep during those times when you're out on vacation for this holiday, but you always want to keep in mind also, and not to say that you have to be perfect, not to say that you have to eat perfectly every single time, but what you also want to do is you also don't want to be on a cruise for 3 or 4 days and just pig out and eat unnecessary stuff that you normally do not eat, because what's going to happen is that, number one, that's not, again, as I always say, that's not teaching you discipline. If every time you get in a space where you're able to eat whatever you want to eat and you do eat whatever you want to eat, you're not building, you're not building discipline. You're not allowing yourself to be in a space to challenge yourself. So even if you are going on a cruise for 3 or 4 days, even though it may be a 24-hour buffet, I'm sure that they have things that you can cut back on. You don't have to always eat a burger. You don't have to always eat. You can have a steak and, you know, vegetables, or you can have grilled chicken, and you can choose healthier items. So just because you're in a space where things are available, and that's the same thing for, you know, cookouts and events that you may be going to during the holiday season or what have you, just because it is there, you don't have to necessarily eat it like, you know, it's nobody's business and overindulge, when you don't normally. That's what I can tell you, that is what creates a space to challenge yourself and challenge your discipline. When you go somewhere and you can simply say, you know what, no, I'm okay. I'm going to choose more vegetables. I'm going to choose more protein. I may not have, you know, for me, I don't eat red meat. I'm not going to eat it. So just because I'm going to a cookout where there is a possibility that it may be there, I'm not going to say, I'm not going to deem myself, number one, is doomed and say I have to eat this, because I simply could have declined the invite, but I'm not, because I wanted to hang out with my friends. So, again, I have a call to action. I have things that I need to do to prepare myself. So when I was already invited at the beginning of this week to the cookout, I said, okay, yes, I will attend. But I also knew that I don't know if there are going to be, you know, everyone pretty much eats red meat, especially when it's a big family, it's a cookout, it's a function. Mostly everyone does. I don't eat hot dogs. I stay away from hot dogs, whether they're turkey, whatever. I stay away from hot dogs. So that eliminates me, number one, of an item that I possibly, that possibly may be there that I can eat. And then number two, I don't eat red meat. So I'm not going to, what I say is, when you create a plan, don't go into a situation blind to what is taking place. Be very realistic with yourself, what your expectations are, what your standards are, and then create your plan around that. So for me, I don't eat hot dogs. I'm pretty sure that hot dogs may be there. I don't eat sausages and those type of things, unless it may be like a turkey sausage, then I may, but I don't know that it will be there. But I'm possibly sure, when I think of a cookout or a barbecue, I'm possibly sure that there will be hot dogs, hamburgers, which, you know, would be red meat or what have you. And then there may be chicken and those other sort of things, which I probably will eat. But in terms of burgers, everyone goes to a cookout and they want a burger. I want a burger. I'm still human, so I will bring my turkey burgers. And then I'm also very cautious in terms of, okay, there may be pasta salads. There may be, you know, different types of carbs and starches or what have you. So I know that with that, I have to already have planned in my mind that what I want to do is load up on more protein and meat and vegetables or what have you. And then also, even with alcoholic beverages, we tend to seem to neglect the fact that, number one, sugar and number one, alcohol is a calorie creeper, and it will pack pounds on you like it's nobody's business. So therefore, because I try to stay away from heavier, you know, alcohol beverages or what have you, then you also, if you don't, and you have to be very realistic. If you know that you don't drink, there's a lot of individuals that when they moved over to this healthier lifestyle that they do not drink at all, and I definitely respect that or what have you. For me, I don't drink harder things. So in terms of, like, you have to be very careful in terms of, like, actual liquor. So you may want to move to a lighter wine or what have you. And you can bring those things to cookouts. I'm not too familiar with anyone that would be upset or feel offended that you brought anything to the cookout. Most people will promote those type of things in terms of bringing your own beverages, those sort of things. So, you know, just always, and as stated, so I plan to have in tow my turkey burger. And other than that, that's basically the only thing that I will probably bring, because, again, I want a burger, but I'm not going to eat red meat. And so that's why I say you have to always create a plan. The next thing that you want to keep in mind, and I tackled on this a little bit, but we'll expound on it a little bit more, is that you always want to be cautious and choose wisely of what you're eating. And when I say that is because if you're, especially when I think about, Christmas time and Thanksgiving and even with New Year, you have a lot of holiday parties going on, and I believe this is the main reason why, and I'm pretty sure that this is the main reason why a lot of us during the holiday season, we look back over like a month time frame or a month and a half, and we look back and we've gained 20 to 30 pounds because we are not being cautious of what we are actually eating. And I cannot stress to you enough, and I always tell my clients, especially when I have clients throughout the summertime, and I have clients throughout the summertime, and, you know, we have Memorial Day weekend coming up. We have 4th of July that happens and those sort of things. And then I always have them. It never fails. And it's funny to me, and it's not funny to me because I'm picking or in that sort of manner, but it's funny to me because it's like they all will email me at the same time. And it can be, let's say, for instance, 4th of July, and they'll be like, oh, my gosh, I have, like, 2 or 3 cookouts to go to. What am I going to do? And they, like, get all frantic. And so I give them the same tips that I'm going to talk about in this show, that I'm talking about in this show. But, you know, just being cautious of what you are eating. Again, just because you go into a situation where these items are available, it does not mean that you have to have them. You can always choose to say no. So with that being stated, like I stated and like I always give my clients, when you go somewhere, number one, what is mostly hard for a lot of us in this land of losing weight and just eating healthier in general is that we like to hold on to these carbs and these starches. And number one, as when I go through the list in terms of white rice, bread, pastas, those things are typically at cookouts because if you have hot dogs and hamburgers there, best believe there's going to be, you know, and then you may have, you know, sides of rice or, you know, what have you. There's loads of things that can be at cookouts. But number one, again, you have to be realistic with yourself. We don't incorporate things into our lives until they happen. And what I mean by that is that we don't think about it until the day of, and we say, oh, gosh, I have 2 or 3 cookouts to go to. What am I going to do? Well, you may have known that you had these 2 or 3 cookouts to go to a week ago or even a few days ago, or it may have been the day before that, but at least you had enough time to sit down and think about, okay, I plan to go to 2 or 3 cookouts. I know that this is what I'm trying to live within my healthier lifestyle. So what can I do going into these cookouts that can make it beneficial for me and I don't fall off? And that's how you have to talk to yourself, and that's how you have to bring the awareness to yourself, because if you don't, then you're just going to go in, like I said, blind, and then you're just going to mess up. So what you always want to do is, as I say, you always want to choose wise. And what I do, to be honest, because I am in the beginning, I stuck to these tips to the T. Now I still stick to them, but because my discipline is, like, I'm very disciplined now. And sometimes I may slip, but that's because I choose to. But for the most part, I'm pretty much very much disciplined now. And so with that being stated, with me, I may have a hamburger or I may have a cheeseburger or what have you at a cookout. And when I say I'm mostly doing turkey burgers, I don't do red meat or what have you. And if they're only red meat or what have you, then most of the time everyone is grilling chicken. They have chicken on the grill. So I can do that or what have you, or some type of seafood with most of the cookouts that I attend. So I can do other things, but I simply just don't eat red meat. I'm not doing it. So with that being stated or what have you, when I go to a cookout, sometimes it just depends on how I feel that particular day. Sometimes I have days where I do want to eat what I want to eat. But I've been able to do that now because I'm 3 years into this. And I know if I eat what I want to eat in one meal, I won't do it again. And I don't buy those things in my home. So typically if I'm out eating what I want to eat, that's because I went out somewhere or I'm out at a cookout or what have you, and then I eat what I want to eat, and I come back home and I'm back on schedule. So it's not something that I don't, if I eat what I want to eat, it's usually outside of my home. I don't typically eat what I want to eat and purchase it and bring it into my home, because then once I do that, then it's in my home. And then I live alone or what have you. I don't have any children, so that food is going to stay here, so I will have to eat it. But anyway, so I have these points where, so that's my point, I always have these points where I may want to eat what I want to eat. And sometimes it may be at a cookout, and I eat what I want to eat. So you may see that I may have my turkey burger, and I may have pasta salad, and I may have some type of, you know, typically my friends, they have them, they usually do like a seafood pasta salad or shrimp fried rice or what have you. And I may have those things, and I may be done with it. Now, if I'm there for a few hours or what have you, then I may have much more vegetables and a salad or what have you. I just do it in moderation, and I stick with the program. But I will say in the beginning, number one, in the beginning for me, I didn't go out. And it's always so funny because I always tell this story of, like, for 5 or 6 months when I first started my journey, I got completely missing from my friends. I didn't go out with them. I didn't, because all we did was hang out, dine out, eat out, and also go into a lot of events and parties and cookouts or what have you. So for the first 5 or 6 months of my journey, I just got completely missing because I didn't want to be, you know, influenced or what have you, or under, like, some type of peer pressure. So I stayed away. But anyway, so you always want to go to cookouts, and as I say, just choose wisely. Of course they're going to have a burger, and there's nothing wrong with having a burger, or there's nothing wrong with having two, especially if that's not something that you do on a consistent basis. Now, if you are still struggling to gain consistency, or if you know that all this week you basically did not do well, then I would either not go, to be honest, because you can always say no, unless it's really your family. But always, you can always opt out if it's friends, or what you can always do is challenge yourself to be disciplined in that space. So I would do that. Also, when, as I say, when choosing wisely, also just load up. So if you're going to have a burger or what have you, then be much more cautious of loading up on vegetables, loading up on salads, loading up on different cleaner items, maybe saying no to sweets. If there is wine versus a hard liquor, maybe sticking with a wine, a lighter drink, maybe saying no to, this is one of the reasons why I try not to, most of the time where I do not drink, at cookouts, at least not liquor, because most of the times you want to mix it with other things, and then that's fruit juices and things like that. And I try to stay away from drinking juice. I only drink water. So that's something that I do for me to stay away from the liquor, because I don't want to drink juice. And then that's also another thing. Even if you're not drinking alcoholic beverages, just staying away from juice and picking up more water. Not drinking the sodas that are in the cooler, because there will be soda, there will be juice at cookouts. Staying away from those things, saying no to those things, and those things are easy to do. So you just want to choose wisely, navigate. Don't just go to an event and just believe that because this is a cookout and all of this food is available that I have to have every single item, and that I have to eat like, that you have to eat like, you have to eat everything, and you have to overindulge because it is there. You don't. Just make wiser choices. And what will happen again, it will build discipline. And actually what you will find is that you will be very proud of yourself. And that will help you again. That will build a discipline. And that will build consistency. And then you will look forward to going to other events, other cookouts, other functions to see if you can still hold on to that. And if you can, again, what that will then do is that when you go to events, when you go to cookouts, when you go to holiday parties or what have you, and you find yourself sticking true to your standards and what you want in your healthy lifestyle, then you will continue to create that habit. And then the next thing you know, a year, 2, 3 years later, you're going to build consistency. Because the thing about life is not going to stop. Holidays are not going to go away. The summer season and cookouts and barbecues are not going to fade. That has been happening since the beginning of time. That has been happening all my life. And I'm pretty sure that it has been happening for everyone else. Holidays do not go away. Holiday parties do not go away. Drinking is not going to go. Those things are not going to go away. So if we continue to use that as an excuse to basically overindulge and do and eat what we want to eat and then gain all of this weight and then look back and say, oh, now no, I got to start over again. No, we just need to stop. Follow, take some different approaches. Maybe follow these steps that I'm giving and move forward, because life doesn't change. When you decide to live a healthier lifestyle, life, events, people, none of the food, none of this stuff changes. You have to change these things to fit you. None of this is going to change. Your family is not going, I can bet you, and they will not, even my own mom, when she has a cookout or what have you, or if I decide to go home, if I'm there, and because I live a healthier lifestyle, my mom is not going to consider that I don't eat red meat or what have you. Now, yes, if I tell her, she'll go get it. But if I don't say nothing, if I don't be proactive, and what I'm saying is that not that people don't care, but if you don't be proactive in your journey, other people are not going to be so quick to say, oh, my gosh, so-and-so doesn't eat meat. Let's figure it out. No, if you're going to someone else's home, they're going to cook how they want to cook and the items that they're accustomed to, which is nothing is wrong with that. But you, again, have a call to action. You have to be proactive in your journey and say, hey, whoa, I'm not going to eat that. Let me bring this, or let me do that, or let me make this dish. And that is the next point that I want to come to in being proactive. So what you want to do, again, is outside of choosing wisely, because sometimes, and I will be very honest, sometimes I go to events, as I say, going in blindly. And when I say that, I say that sometimes, a lot of times it's hard. Like, for instance, about a month ago, I was in another city in North Carolina. I'm out of Charlotte, and I went to a friend's barbecue for his birthday, and it was in Greensboro, North Carolina, and that's about an hour and a half, 2 hours away from me in Charlotte. And so I went to this barbecue, and it was at another friend's house and what have you. And I didn't really go in blindly, and I will tell you this, and this will be another point. When I arrived to the cookout, before I came to the cookout or what have you, I stopped and I got me a salad. And this was not some old little tart salad. It was actually a seafood salad, and it was really good. And it had the seafood or what have you, and it was on the bed of spinach and lettuce. And it was a real nice salad. And so I had this salad prior to me going to the cookout because, number one, and this is something that you always want to do, and we'll talk about that as well. Number one, you always want to make sure that you stick to schedule. And so I can go into that because this is a good segue. You always want to make sure that you stick to schedule. So with whatever you have going on, however you operate in your journey, just because it's a holiday coming up, stick to that. So, for instance, for me today, I have a cookout to go to today, speaking with you all, doing my show today. But then even on top of that, before I had my show this morning that started, of course, at 11, I went running. I still ate breakfast. I still did what I needed to do, and I'll probably end up going running because the cookout is a little bit later this afternoon. So I'll probably end up going on my second run before I actually go to the cookout. So always stick to your schedule in terms of eating. Eat your breakfast. Eat your lunch. So for me, this cookout will be more towards the evening, dinner time, well, the afternoon, late afternoon, going into evening, about between 3 and 5 p.m. So that can be dinner time or what have you. But I'm still, once I end this call, I'm still going to go ahead and eat lunch. I still go ahead and eat my snacks. So you always want to stick to your schedule. Just because you have an event going on, just because it's a cookout or what have you going on, that does not mean a lot. And this is what we do a lot of times. You ever remember when, and I used to do this when I was younger, and I'm sure others do it, and I'm sure many others probably may still do it. During Thanksgiving, we wait all day to eat because we just know the food is going to be so good. We just want to eat everything at that time, and we just wait until the food is done. We may not even get up and eat breakfast. We just want to make sure that the food is, that we're there for the Thanksgiving meal. Don't do that. Still continue to live your lifestyle. So if you get up and you run, just because it's Thanksgiving, you don't have to sit there and not eat because you're waiting for a meal. If you want to make sure that you have enough room in your belly, then maybe you want to adjust your actual, you know, your actual eating time. So if Thanksgiving dinner is going to start at 3 p.m., then maybe you may want to consider, like for me on the weekend, this cookout begins about 3, maybe there about 5 or so. So with that, I will probably eat again right before I go. And that's another thing is that you always, and I say you always want to stick to schedule because you don't want to not eat and wait until you go to that cookout or wait until Thanksgiving dinner is ready, because what will happen is that you will find yourself really hungry, and that's the worst way to go into something is really hungry. I don't do that going to events. I don't do that going to cookouts. I don't do that going to holiday parties. I don't do any of that because what happens is that when you are extremely hungry, and sometimes I've done it unintentionally, and it has always happened to me. When you go into a situation or when you go to an event and you're extremely hungry, you're not cautious about what you're eating at all because you are hungry. And what happens is that when you're extremely hungry, you're looking for something that is very filling. And typically what is very filling is a lot of carbs, bread, pasta, starches, or what have you. You're not looking at, oh, my gosh, there are so many vegetables on this table. Let me load up on a salad. Let me load up on some veggies. Let me load up on some protein, maybe some grilled chicken. You're not thinking about that. You're thinking about, oh, my gosh, let me get 2 cheeseburgers. Let me get a hot dog. Let me get some pasta salad. Let me get some loaded baked beans. Let me get this potato salad over here. That's what you're looking at. You're not looking at healthier alternatives because you're looking at something that is going to fill you. Bread fills us. That's more appealing to you when you're hungry. And it's all, we fail to realize that everything operates from our brains, and our brains release chemicals that signal certain things to our bodies. And when you are extremely hungry, there is a chemical that is released, and then what you are seeing is you're not seeing over here, and you can always test as well. If you're extremely hungry and you have on one side of the table, you have healthier options, and then you're extremely hungry and you have not so healthy options on the side of the table, which may include a cheeseburger, a hot dog, chips, candy, cookies, cakes, pies, you're going to go for those unhealthier options because that looks more filling. It appeals to be more filling for you. When in all actuality, it may fill you up, but then in a moment's time frame, you're going to be hungry again. You're not, when you're extremely hungry, you're not looking at a salad and saying, fill me up, that's going to sustain me. Those things may sustain hunger longer than all of the empty calories such as all white bread and potato salad and all of that stuff or what have you, but you're not seeing that because you're hungry. So you have to, so that's what I always caution. Don't ever go into a situation hungry. Now, if you are a host and you're the one that's cooking or putting things together, because I've been there as well, and I understand how it is to throw events because I've had little things in my home in terms of like girls' nights and those things. And even with planning that, I started early in the morning And it may have been the event that was 8 o'clock at night, and I had to get my home together, decorate, make sure food was prepared, but I still had to make sure that I ate. And with that, I set even an alarm clock because I've had days where I've been just extremely busy, even just with life. And I had to make sure that I ate because, for me, I will forget. And that's what I did was I had to set an alarm clock to stick the schedule. So even if you have to set an alarm clock, even if you have to tell someone, hey, remind me at so-and-so time we need to eat or what have you. And because my friends know me, if we're busy and I'm out with my friends, they'll say, okay, it may be time for us to eat. Or if I'm out with my friends and we're having fun, I'm like, when was the last time we ate? That was 2 o'clock. It's now 5, 6 o'clock in the evening. It's time for us to eat again. So I always just always hold yourself accountable and always stick to your schedule. So let me just recap some of these because we are half past the hour of the show and I may be wrapping up a little bit here. But let me just recap the steps. I always encourage that anyone will write these down or what have you, and then just take them with you and write down what it means to you. You don't have to do what I do. Again, your journey is your own, and you can make it your own. But I think that these steps will definitely help. So the first one is create a plan. So however that plan is going to look, create a plan. Also, in creating your plan, this can go with it as well, with sticking to your schedule. And that goes hand in hand. So if you run 30 minutes in the morning and you have an event or you have a family cookout or function to go to, and say, for instance, a family function or cookout for a holiday starts at 12 or 1, starts extremely early, and you usually get up and run at 10 or what have you, then get up at 8 and run or what have you. Also, as I stated, create a plan or what have you. That will help as well. Also, choosing wisely, knowing what's available at the cookout, and then going from there. Also with that, what you want to do is, choose wisely. Stick to your schedule, choose wisely. Also with choosing wisely, bring your own food, bring your own items, anything that you know, and that's even with your family, anything that you know that may be there that you may not want to eat, that will hold you accountable. So those are just different things and just, you know, being honest with yourself and also learning to say no. Just because items are there doesn't necessarily mean that you have to choose them, doesn't necessarily mean that you have to overindulge in them. If you want to have something that you normally don't eat, that is fine, but don't spend 3 and 4 hours at the cookout eating cheeseburger after cheeseburger, hot dog after hot dog, potato salad after potato salad. No. Get you one plate that maybe I always, now with me, I don't always do it, but now with me, again, I always do moderation. So I may have a turkey burger, and I may have some potato salad. I may have something else, some other items that I normally don't eat. And then from there, I may choose healthier options such as vegetables, such as salads, such as, you know, I may then just have a turkey burger with no bread and just, you know, go from there. But you always would just want to choose wisely. So I am going to go ahead and wrap up today's show, you all. I hope that this was very informative for you. I hope that these things will help you navigate through the holiday or the holidays. I'll definitely soon put up a blog post about this. I have talked about this before, so I'll also go ahead and reintroduce it to the blog and to everyone. And speaking of my blog, you can always read or visit my site, which is www.inspire2change.co. If you ever would like to reach me, you can always email me at info@inspire2change.co, not .com. I know a lot of individuals will always like to email me, and they say, oh, I emailed you, it's not .com, it's .co at the end. Also, the type of people, so not the type of people, but the particular clients that I have, what I do is not centered to one particular market, one particular audience, because I do believe that everyone can benefit from living a healthier lifestyle. And I came about with Inspired to Change, which I am the CEO and founder of Inspired to Change, LLC. I came about this after I lost over 70 pounds in my own personal journey through eating properly, through physical activity. So the particular clients that I have, they come to me, and I teach them basically how to clean eat. And that is through meal plans. We meet once a week. We talk about what they're doing. They're also given exercise routines, workout plans, and they get a new plan each week. That information is also on my website under the services tab. So if any of you all that are listening or will dial back in, you can always follow up with me there. And so I thank you all for listening. Also, let me, my social media handles. So Facebook, on Facebook, it is Inspired to Change. That's Inspired T-O. Change is spelled completely out. On Instagram, it is underscore Inspire the number to Change. On Twitter, which I'm not very active on Twitter, but I am, it is Inspire the number 2C. And so that is not completely spelled out. So I thank you all for listening today. I definitely hope that it helps you. I hope that you all have a safe and wonderful holiday weekend. And if anyone ever needs to reach me, again, you can always email me. I am typically always available most of the time, unless I'm asleep or doing business things. But you can always reach out to me via email. So, again, I hope you all have a wonderful holiday weekend. I will be back on the air. I'm always on the air every first and third Saturday of the month. The times may fluctuate, but that is my schedule. So I will be speaking with you all soon. Again, have a wonderful day and holiday.